Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim, live and in color. We seem to have a total problem here. This is Monday, the 9th. I've walked the path to being honest and good. I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightenment. I will get what I want. For some reason, I hit a button, and the show disappeared. That's interesting. So I won't be able to do anything, but chit chat. I won't be able to interact with you today. I don't know what I did to have this happen, but it has happened. Okay. Well, let's just get started. There won't be no music or anything. It'll just be me chit-chatting with you for an hour. I don't know what's going on or who's calling in. I can't see me. I hit a button here and I lost my, I am not in a position to shine a light on what I think is wrong with the world or what I think is wrong with the world too. Because I have a beam in my eye, so it's hard for me to see the speck in another person's eye. I was told that the world needs to be reborn and to be the messenger to start things in motion. The Bible is a book whose authenticity cannot be verified, but it has some great stories in it that we can learn from. It can tell, it tells you that you are God's, knowing good from evil, and are great designers, strong imagination, and that the law of the universe is reap what you sow. Right now, you are caught in a trap that you must first escape from before the birthing process can begin. You are a target of the great masters. I'm talking about the puppet masters. We call them the puppet masters. They have one thing on their mind, and that's to make you a slave through puppets. Their main goal is to get you to believe something that no one can control but can give amazing benefits to gratification. It's watching you. The puppet masters do not take responsibility for their actions towards you and give out of what they take in to help you out. They say that they have been blessed by this entity that they have made up, or that somebody else has made up. They have adopted it for you to believe in. They call the entity God, but they only know what it does, but not who it is. The God that they depend on for everything is you. Stop giving and let them really get what they have from the entity that they pray to. If you doubt what I say, ask a believer, what is God? Father, not what he does, but what he is. The planet is called heaven because it was made to be a garden for God. That's what the Bible calls you. There is no spirit, only incorporeal energy that powers the flesh or corporate entity. This is 2022, well, 2023 now, and they can't prove the existence of the spirit, nor can they see with the machines that we have the incorporeal energy that we talk about, that we call the uncaused cause. Everything That which caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. Our scientists start with the Big Bang, but can't prove that before time of the Big Bang. Remember that we are designers. We will sooner or later design something to see. The egg of the baby carrier is first fertilized. There's light energy that enters the egg. According to the film that was made of the process. That's right. They made a film of this process. That's when the incorporeal energy enters the egg and the flesh becomes the living entity or being. Not weeks, but hours after the fertilization. By the time the blastocyst enters the uterus, and 5 to 8 days, the child is alive at that point. The implementation process is completed by day 9 or 10. So says the internet. Whether it will become a baby carrier or a non-baby carrier, no one can tell at that point. You are gods, not just at this point, not just of this planet, but of this dimension. We were made to manage the Milky Way galaxy. That's right. That's why you are here. You are an amazing God. Don't let anyone tell you differently. The 5 tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, must work together to save the planet and beyond. Okay? This book, along with the Bible, King James Authorized Version, will help you. Welcome to the birthing process. I am your host, Dorothy Christ, and I'm one of the companies that will be coming to you, speaking to you in your area, in your neighborhood. The comforters are here now. Why are we called comforters? Because we're bringing the birthing process to you. You have to be, you must be born again. If you're going to stop going crazy, you're going to stop the madness, stop acting like children. Men and women are children. That's right. Children growing into their godhood. Now, the other day when we talked about the truth. Today, we're talking about being born again. What does that mean? What is it? What do you mean, being born again? Jesus told Nicodemus that. Hey, this guy's a Sanhedrin in the church studying all his life about the book and didn't have a clue what the man was talking about. Because they read these books, they learn these books top to bottom, know them by heart, and don't have a clue to what they're reading. The puppet masters, their primary goal, okay, is to convince you that you are men and women, okay? Well, we're telling you that you're baby carriers and non-baby carriers, what you call yourselves up to you, okay? Let's talk about what it means to be born again. We're going to bring this in early because this is what we're going to be talking about for the next hour. Being born again and what it means to be born again. We're here to bring you or to introduce you into the birthing process. So each show, we're not going to go through the whole thing about truth, but we're definitely going to mention what truth is. So that you can get it. Every time we talk, we're going to be like the commercial, over the road thing, the Pepsi is great. Every time you turn around, you're going to hear this. You're going to hear from the comforters. They're going to be telling you this over and over and over until it begins to penetrate into the programming that the puppet masters have you under. And I'm telling you, the puppet masters are good. They can talk the penny, they can talk Lincoln off the penny. They so good. I'm telling you, these guys are excellent. They're amazing, you know? Psalm 82:6 says, this is the key scripture to begin to unlock the book. get more into unlocking the book as we go along in this. You know, all this is coming out of Bible 2.0, Tyrannical Scripture. That's what I'm reading from. This is what we're going to be talking from for a minute until we go through the entire book. It's only 150 pages, but talking-wise, that could take a few minutes. Okay? This is what it means to be born again. First, you have to accept the truth. Number one, stop believing. Don't believe in the Bible, the Quran, Bhagavad Gita. Don't believe in nothing. Don't believe in Darwinism. Don't believe in anything. Stop believing. Okay? Once you stop believing, then you'll be on the healing process to turn this paradise into a paradise not for just a few, but for everybody. This planet is called heaven. I'll explain that through the Bible as we go a little further, into the talk, but that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about being born again. This is what we're talking about. What does it mean? It's not complicated, okay? You just don't know because you're functioning as men and women, and you can't see because men and women are children under nature. Nature was designed for men and women so that you would not self-destruct. You can go outside right now, flap your arms as a man and woman, and you're not going anywhere. You're not going to fly. It's not natural for men and women to fly. But God, on the other hand, is the designer. Okay? Everything that you see and using was designed not by nobody sitting up on a chair looking down at you, judging you for everything that you do. It was designed by you and your ancestors, everything. Okay? This is why being born again is so important. Because if you don't recognize the birthing process, your mind will end up in a state of living hell. Okay? I'm just saying you'll be miserable. You'll be miserable all the time because you'll be stuck. You know, where to go, what to do, how to get it done. You won't know anything because you haven't been told what the birthing process is, what it means to be born again, right? Listen, every minute, every second, every hour of every day, of every week, you're constantly being upgraded. Your mind is constantly being reborn. The question is, what are you being born into? That's what you have to ask yourself constantly. You are a designer. That means you can sit down and design any type of lifestyle that you want to live. But first, you have to birth yourself into that lifestyle. How do you do it? Well, I want to be a millionaire. Why are you reading books by thousandaires? Okay. I want to be a billionaire. Then why are you reading books about millionaires? You have to birth yourself into what you have designed for yourself to become. The birthing process never stops. What stops everything is that you birth yourself into something and you don't know what the next level is. You don't know what the next step is because you've stopped allowing the process to take place and you're doing the same thing over and over and over. Now, what they say about a person who do the same thing over and over and expect a different result, that's the mark of an insane person. You have to come out of the men and women mind thought process. You have to allow the birthing process to continue. Who are you? Psalm 82:6. You are God, knowing good and evil, and designers with amazing imagination. That's why E.T. was worried about you. We'll talk about E.T. one day, but not today. We're talking about being born again. What does it mean? What are you? What are you doing? Jesus, Yahshua ben Padero, who we call Jesus Christ, came to tell you, get out of the churches. All of them. Leave the religions alone. Why do you think they crucified him and stabbed James? I'm dealing with the King, authorized King James Version. Those are only two people in the book that they mentioned were killed. They crucified Jesus, killed James, persecuted Peter. Peter escaped. You know? Why were they so against these people? Why? Because they didn't want them to birth themselves into God. They didn't want that. So they give you some God that's controlling everything in the universe. All right? And but they have a direct communication with. And God is telling them, because they've been chosen by God, I've been made this by God. This is the hype. This is to get you to believe in the nonsense. You want to meet God? Go look in your mirror. You want something done? The person next to you, they can help you. If you need $100, you don't have to get on your knees and pray for it. Get on the phone and call God. You know a God that can give you $100 or loan you $100 or whatever you need it for. You understand what I'm saying? Preachers, they're saying they're being blessed. Who you think they're being blessed by? They're being blessed by you, not this entity that they're talking about. If this entity that they're talking about is so great, you stop giving them your money. Let them get their money from this entity that they're talking about. The gods that's blessing them are you with your tithes and your donation. You're the God that's blessed. You're the God that's blessing them. That's how this thing works. They're puppet masters. As long as you're functioning as a man or a woman, there's questions that you're not going to ask. How can you get an answer to a question that's never been asked? You get in these religions and you're stuck there for life, and your birthing process is not taking you to the next level. It's taking you back into the same nonsense that you've been studying for the last 20 years. The birthing process should take you from level to level to level to level. That's what being born again means. You have to, your mind is constantly being upgraded. And when you get caught up in these churches, think about it. You've been in these churches for a long time. And they got you studying the same thing over and over and over and over. You're actually in a mental, you're actually living in a mental hell. You're miserable. You're arguing, you're nitpicking with each other in the church, because the birthing process is not taking you to the next level. They have stopped you, got you functioning as men and women when you should be functioning as God. The Bible has so many restrictions for where women can teach. They got to be, I mean, this is what the Bible tells you when you're men and women, because you're children. And nature was designed to protect the child, like you protect your child when you put the child in the crib. But when the child gets old enough, they in that crib, they're going to step out that crib, roam around the house. You better be mindful, or they'll roam around the house and get in trouble when you're not watching them. Come on. We're telling you, We're telling you about being born again. And if the birthing process is not taking you to the next level, you begin to go crazy. You begin to become miserable. You'll be in a club, lonely as I don't know what. Clubs is not a good place. It's not a place to have fun. It's a place for miserable people. Miserable people go to clubs. That's why they have to have something to drink, alter their consciousness, so they don't realize that they're there. The most lonely place in the world is in a club. You're looking for somebody. That's why you need to go. You take your friends with you, so you won't be lonely when you're there. The club is a place for men and women, not for gods. Gods don't need a club. You don't need that type of outlet because you're birthing into your next level. Your next level, the club can't take you there unless you're an entertainer. And then the club will take you there because you're on a stage. You entertain the people, making more music, constantly going into music, making more and more albums. You must be born again. In order to be born again, you first have to accept the truth. What is the truth? The truth is what you see, what you understand, what you know in your lifetime. That's the truth. The truth never changes. It's the same for everybody. Everybody has their journey. Person that know what's going on in your life is you. Anybody out there walking with you day to day, 24 hours a day? Nobody knows your story better than you because it's your story. It's your truth. The story of Jesus. That's Jesus' truth, not your truth. Now, there's things that Jesus said when I opened up. I said, I can't judge you because of the beam in my eye. It's hard for me to see the speck in your eye. That comes from Yahshua. That come out of the Bible. That makes me a better person. I'm not judgmental on nobody. I'm just telling you now that we have to be, the world needs to be born again so that you can constantly grow from level to level to level. Teenagers, you're having trouble with your teenagers. Why? Because they're growing from men and women into God, into designer. This is the big problem that we're having. What the concept of what God is. Somebody said, well, I'm an atheist. How can you be an atheist when you're looking in the mirror? Somebody made you. The Bible said that would be a God that made you would be your mother and father. It came out mama's womb. That's where you come from. They're reading the Bible, focusing you on being men and women so that they can keep you restricted under nature. And if you're under nature, you need somebody to tell you what's going on. But if once you step into what the Bible says that you are a God. Once you step into that, God don't lie. God don't break the law. God designs and make law. This is what God does. God don't break the rules. Once you step into your Godhood, what happens to the jails? They're going to empty out. Because God ain't about breaking no laws or no rules. So God don't have no need of a jail. The jails will not be filled with God. They're filled with men and women, children. Children are always getting in trouble. Children are always getting into mischief. So once you become a God, you put away manly and female, you put away those things because you're now functioning as a God. That's what the books say you are. The puppet masters are doing everything they can to keep you from stepping into that. Well, women can't teach. Well, that's what the books say, and they're right. But what restrictions do the book have on God? Didn't say some of you are gods. Didn't say only the chosen ones are God. Didn't say that. Psalm 82:6 said you are all God. That's what it said. And to be born again, you have to go to the next level. The birthing process, it's with you all your life. The question is, what are you being birthed into? People sleeping on the street, they need to be born again. Somebody need to tell them what's going on. They have accepted the fact, oh, I'm a man or a woman. I'm having bad trouble. My luck is down. I can't get this done. I can't do that, you know? As a man and a woman, yeah, you're stuck. You're living in mental hell. I'm using the term hell, which means that you're miserable. You can't figure out what to do next because you're stuck as a child. As a man and a woman, you're a child. Well, once you step out of your men and women thought process, the whole world opens up to you. You are a designer. Wait a minute, brother. What evidence in the Bible that lets you know that I'm a designer and that I'm a God? Psalm 82 says, and Jesus backed it up. Yahshua backed it up. Isn't that written in your law that you are all gods? He said this in the book. This is what Yahshua said. Listen, you have to wake up and not smell the coffee. You have to wake up and drink the doggone coffee. They've got you in bad shape by the billions. There's 6 billion people on the planet. Half of them are in some type of religion. This is the problem. You think the Christians' hands are clean with the murder and the killing and the slavery? You think the Muslims' hands are clean with the killing and the murder and the slavery? Because God said, what God would tell a female God that she can't drive, that she can't go to school, that her birthing process has to stop? Her cleaning the house and taking care of babies. What God will restrict another God to that? You have to come out of these religions. This is why they crucified Jesus. This is why they slaughtered, this is why they stabbed James. This is why they persecuted the people that were following Yahshua. Read your Bible. I'm talking about the authorized King James Version. Leave the rest of them alone. Leave the rest of them alone because they don't change them around. I'm reading the King James Version. Somebody reading some new version of something. I'm reading one thing. He reading something else. And they both the Holy Bible. How come his book say one thing and mine say something else? Well, they give you an excuse that, well, they upgraded into today's language. That's a bunch of crap. They're changing the book around. They're changing it. They're taking the keys out the book. That's what they're doing. I read the book of Joshua, some of the other book. The keys are missing. We're giving you the keys right now, okay? Psalm 82 says that, you said that men and women are gods. Now, if men and women are gods, when it's every time that book talk about God, it talk about a man or a woman. Okay? In Genesis, we're talking about Adam and Eve. Adam, Eve ate the apple. Well, it wasn't the apple, but Eve ate the fruit and gave some fruit to Adam. What does the book say happens to you when you eat of the fruit? You become God. What is a God? A person that knows good and evil and is a designer. When God came, he said, hey, man, we told you you was naked. And what did they do? They designed clothes to put on. They designed the apron to wear. And what did God say? He put them out of the garden. For they eat of the tree that will give them everlasting. E.T., I'm saying E.T., we're going to get into that too. Who the us was. When it said, let us make man in the beginning, we're going to get into that. But right now we're talking about the birthing process. There's a whole lot of things we need to talk about because you need to go to the next level. You can't be stuck in these churches as men and women. What is a God? The Bible tells you what a God is. A person that knows good and evil and is a designer. That's what God is. That's what you are. You can sit down and design whatever type of life that you want. And through the birthing process, being born again, hour to hour, week to week, year to year, you will grow into what you have designed. Nobody can design stuff better than you for you. Who knows what you want better than you? Come on. You can design a life for yourself. You can design what you need. I'm sorry, I can't. Certain things I want to do here, but I hit a button. I can't get back to where I was for some reason. It's absolutely amazing, but it's okay. We're here, broadcaster, and that's what's important. We're talking about being born again. The last show we did was strictly about the truth, what the truth is. When you ask somebody, this is all part of being born again. You have to know what the truth is. Here's what you do. Now that you know, okay, I hope I didn't cut the show off and I'm sitting here running my face and the show is gone. Well, according to my phone, I'm still broadcasting, so I'm going to keep going. Look. I hit a button, so I can't see the studio. I don't know who's there. I can't open no mics or nothing. I'm just going to be talking. I'm going to be talking for the hour, okay? Look, the Bible, Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0, it's going to be on the market soon. This book will help you through the birthing process. This book will help you become born again. Once you become born again, what will you become? You will become a comforter. What does the comforter bring? The comforter brings comfort. The comfort brings peace. Okay? Elohim, Five Tribes, Society of Love. Our flag is black, brown, red, yellow, and white. That's the colors of our flag. We have the red, white, and blue on one side, and the red, black, and green on the other. As comforters, we are forgiven those under the red, white, and blue for the atrocity that they have committed. Under the red, black, and green, we have forgiven those under those flags, those colors, for the atrocity that they have committed. You can look at all of the flags on the planet are incorporated by those colors that we just mentioned. Every flag on the planet. There's no pink flags out there. Okay. All the flags are incorporated. Those colors are incorporated into all the flags. The comforters are here. They'll be coming to your neighborhood. They'll be talking to you. They'll be trying to wake you up. They done misscrewed that term too. Can't say woke no more. They done screwed that up. They keep bringing up the founding fathers who were slave masters. You had one person that relate Abraham Lincoln to George Washington. George Washington wasn't a good man. He was not a good person. He was a slave owner. I mean, think about that. They're glorifying these wicked people. Okay? Well, let's do just a little bit of history, just a little bit. Okay? Then we're going to get back to the birthing process. You're going to get back to being born again because that's important. It's important that you continue the birthing process, but you have to know what you're being birthed into, what you're being born into. What do you want out of life? Where are you trying to go? Then follow that path. Follow the path that you designed for yourself. You can't live somebody else's truth. You just can't. You take part of their truth. It will help you get where you're going, and you use that. But it's not your truth. The truth is your journey. That's the only truth that you have. They got a guy in Congress right now, lied about everything. You know what I mean? He lied about his whole journey. So you don't know another person's journey. The only truth that never changes is what you see and what you do in your lifetime. You're there. You can see it. You witness it. Okay? When they said, when Moses was writing down what he was writing down, that was Moses' story. That's Moses' truth, not yours. They run around and say, well, let me explain what Moses meant. Only person that can explain what Moses meant was Moses. So unless you got some kind of direct link to Moses, duh, you can't explain what Moses meant. Each person's conscious level is different. And the book is set up like that. It depends on what your thought process is when you go into the book. If you go in the book as a slave, there's three thought processes in the book. One is a slave, one is men and women, and one is God. And it tells you about all three. As a slave, it tells you in Deuteronomy, obey your master. It tells you that. As men and women, there's restrictions on the things you can and cannot do. They had eunuchs back then. I mean, look at how they taken Israel out of context. They were checking under the thigh. They were checking their genitals to make sure that they were real men, that they weren't eunuchs. That's what Israel means. It means Israel. Is he real? Yes, he is real. That's what it meant. He is a real man. He wasn't a eunuch. He wasn't crazy. He is a real man. We want real men because we have designed things for the baby makers, I mean the baby carriers and the non-baby carriers to come together to produce the children. This keeps us from growing extinct. We designed it this way. This is why when you talk to God, there's no question about who's who and what's going on. Because God designed it. God don't go against his own design. You design things the way they are. You're going against your own design because you don't know who you are. You're confused as I don't know what out there. Well, I'm LGBTQRMPNY. Hey, as God, you can call yourself whatever you want, but it don't change the design that you did. You designed the baby carriers to be with the non-baby carriers to make babies, to make men and women turn into gods. Look at what you're accomplishing. Look at what you're doing. Also, look at the destruction, the killing, the murder, and the mayhem that you've caused as men and women. Because your children are out of control. Your children have to get back under control. The only way you can get back under control is to say, when I became a man, I put away childish things. When you become a God, you put away manly and female things. Step up into your godhood. The birthing process is constantly going on. Ask yourself, what am I being born into today? What am I being born into? Figure out what type of life you want to live. Figure out how you want to live and the way you want to live. and do things to birth yourself into that particular lifestyle. Somebody has done it. Whatever you're trying to do, a God has already done it. And they've written a book about it. Read their book. Figure out see how they did it. And it will give you a chance to do the same thing. But remember, it's not your story. Your journey is your story. You're making your story as you journey to where you're trying to go. That's what's going on. You are the gods of not only this planet, but of the entire Milky Way galaxy. You're supposed to be out there monitoring, taking care of this thing. Let's talk for a minute. We are all gods. So when they said, let us make men and not women, they were talking about somebody on a ship having sex with each other to make men and women. And after they put everything together, they were on a planet for 1,000 years, one day, 1,000 years to God. They were on a planet for 1,000 years before Adam and Eve was talked about. What's the evidence that you have that there was somebody here already? Well, when Cain killed Abel and they threw him out, he went and knew his wife. Where'd she come from? She come from the people that were here for 1,000 years, all right? This is what I'm talking about. We're talking about the Garden of Eden. Eden was the name of the ship. The garden belonged to Eden. It was Eden who did the water for the garden. It made the rivers. It was the ship. We had technology back then to make planets. And we're coming back into that knowledge again. I'm just letting you know over and over what's going on, who you are. Stop playing the role of a child. Men and women, oh, you have to have leadership. Why I need somebody to hold my hand and go across the street once I figure it out? You don't. I don't need no leader. I don't need nobody to lead me around. This is what they're doing to you. Oh, you got to have leadership. You don't have to have leadership. You have a process. The Constitution and the way it's set up, it's a process. It's the process that makes things happen. They tried to change the process. Trump and his crew tried to change the process because they do not want you to be free. A free person's thought process is different than a slave. A free person's thought process know that they are in charge. If you're a slave, think about it for a minute. If you're a slave, slave master feeding you, clothing you, taking care of you, making you follow certain rules and all that. But once you become free, ain't nobody there to do that for you. You have to do that for yourself. You have to feed yourself. Clothe yourself. Hello? You have to figure out how to protect yourself. You have to do this for yourself because you're free now. There's no overseer. There's no overseer there to make you do this or to make you do that. It's all up to you because you are free. That's what freedom is about, figuring out how we're going to eat now, how we're going to clothe ourselves, how we're going to protect ourselves. President Hansen and them, and I'm going to give them some little history here. President Hansen and them set this process up, not George Washington and them. George Washington and them did a military coup and stole everything, ran off with it and put their name on it. They didn't write the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. It's like Betsy Ross didn't come up with the flag. They changed things around to make you think of the white tribe as the end-all, be-all. Now, each tribe, okay, this information that they're not getting to you, Each tribe has 2,000 years to rule. The black tribe, they ruled for 2,000 years. Everything that you look, you see what they did. The brown tribe, 2,000 years to rule. You see what they did. The red tribe, you can see what they did. That's why they call the Indians the Redskins. Okay? You can see what they did. The yellow tribe, you can see what they did. There's monuments that was done by each color tribe. Each tribe, okay, did some amazing things, but what they did wrong was persecuted other tribes. That's what they did wrong. The white tribe, they've done some amazing things, but what they're doing wrong is persecuting other tribes. When you persecute other tribes and you set these religions up, your society will disappear. It will go away. Now, the white tribes' time is running out. Their 2,000 years is coming to an end, and they're fighting to regain power. But they can't regain power as strictly as a white tribe. They have to work with the other four tribes so that they don't blow this planet up like they did Mars. Okay? I'm telling you, you need to be born again. The birthing process will keep you from going insane. That's why we have so many crazy people out there. Just with the last Congress, you can hear some of these crazy people. You can literally hear they're insane. They're not normal. They're literally insane. You can hear by the way they talk. They're out of their mind, and that can be corrected. That's why back in the day, there were no mental institutions in Africa back in the day. They didn't need them because the birthing process was a continued process. And they allowed the birthing process to take form. What happened was people got caught up in what we call religion. Religion is supposed to be realigning yourself with source energy. Source energy? What in the world is source energy? Source energy is incorporeal energy. You are an incorporeal being surrounded by corporeal energy, which is flesh. The whole thing was set up like that. We're going to get into that too. I don't want to get off track here. Right now, we're strictly talking about being born again. You're being born again minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. You're constantly being mentally upgraded. That's what being born again means. And when you get stuck in the religion, the birthing process stops. And you're stuck right there. And the puppet masters are going to keep you there. Giving them all your money so they can buy the little $5 million houses and buy their little jets and stuff. Hello? And they're telling you, oh, I'm being blessed. They're being blessed by you, not some entity up there that they don't know what it is. They're accusing, this is what ticks me out. They're accusing Jesus of your trouble. That's what they're doing. And they're accusing Jesus of giving them what they want. They're being blessed. They're not being blessed by Jesus. They're being blessed by you. All right? The Christ consciousness permeates the entire universe. Some people call it the universal mind. I'm going here. I'm letting you know this stuff. Some people call it the universal mind. You can get information directly from source. Because you are connected through the incorporeal side of yourself. The brain and the mind is two different things. The mind is connected to the cosmos. The brain is connected to you. The brain is like the laptop. The mind is like the software. Your mind feeds the brain in that area in between. They're monitors. the input from the mind to the brain is called the oracle. They got you thinking of oracle some kind of guy or something or person. No. The dimension between the mind and the brain, that's the oracle. That means there's nothing that you can't learn. There's nothing that you can't see. There's nothing that you cannot understand because the mind sees it all. But your synaptic nerve function have to grow to a certain point before the mind can deliver it to the brain. That's what's going on. That's why when your children ask you questions, don't be telling them about a little Stark and all that little kind of stuff. Tell them, if they ask you the question, tell them the truth. Oh, we got Santa Claus coming down the chimney. You know, I live in the projects. I know Santa Claus coming down my chimney. Tell the children the truth. You work hard to get those little toys and stuff for the children. Tell them where it's coming from. If once the children realize that you're giving them the toys, they realize that you are a liar. A liar. And you tell them the children, don't lie, tell the truth. And you're lying to them all the time. You're constantly lying to your children. Tell your children the truth. Let them grow up in your truth. I work very hard to bring you these stories. No, ain't nobody coming down the chimney, not like that there. I work very hard to bring you these stories. Santa Claus is a myth. Santa Claus is an idea that we would like to embrace because we know what you're doing. We know what you're up to. We know what you think. We want you to be good. So if you be good, we're going to buy you stuff. We're going to give you gifts and stuff. Okay? You can do that. Or you can tell them about Yahshua ben Pandari. Tell them about Jesus. Well, Jesus was born in a manger. So we use this time to celebrate a good man. You know, we bring the toys and everything, but that's the story was. The three wise men bought toys, bought presents for Jesus, so we bring a present. But tell your children the truth. Don't tell them some little fat, roly-poly guy rolling down your chimney, bringing you toys and stuff. Let them know what the tree is for. Tell them that the tree is about Nimrod, who was of the forest. If you want to tell them that, tell them that's why you bring the tree. That's why you decorate the tree in honor of Nimrod, if that's what you want to do. But tell your children the truth. Stop lying to your children. Stop it. Once your children realize you're a liar, they're not going to believe what you be saying. They're not going to want to listen to you no more because they know you lie. You know? They sitting up at 12 o'clock trying to see if Santa Claus is coming. You know, and then you're going to put on an outfit to pretend to be Santa Claus. Stop lying to your children. You don't want your children to understand that you are a liar. It changes something in them. It changes something in me when I found out there wasn't nobody coming down the chimney. And my parents was working so hard, giving up that little bit of money to buy us everything. And we had everything on Christmas. We sure did. I don't know where they got the money from. There were 12 of us. And we all had stuff. Talking about being born again. The birthing process never stops. Mentally, you're constantly being upgraded day to day, hour to hour, week to week, month to month, year to year. The question you have to ask yourself, what am I being born into? Am I being born into a Catholic? That's what I want. If I'm being born into a Christian, is that what I want? Am I being born into a Muslim? Is that what I want? Am I being born into a Buddha? Is that what I want? As long as they have you as men and women, these puppet masters can convince you that there's something floating up around out there, okay, that's blessing them when you're the one blessing them. You're the one giving up your tithes and money to these people. Ain't nothing coming specifically to give these people no money. As children, you can be manipulated as children. Men and women can be manipulated. It's haters, a sucker born every day. Because you're born as men and women. But when you go into a God, you can't trick God. You can trick a man and a woman. You can get them caught up into some stupid stuff. But God, he's not going to be tricking God. Hey, wait. What are you trying to do here? I'm not greedy. I don't need this stuff. You can't, you know, it's an old saying that they used to have about conning. You can't con an honest man. Because an honest man going to make sure that both people benefit. You can't con an honest person. You can't con God. That's what I'm saying. Because God ain't going to do nothing. And you don't get what you're supposed to have out of it. He said, no, something's wrong with this. How come I'm getting and you're not? It don't make sense. No, that's what changes. We both got to get some kind of something out of it. And if that's not happening, then I don't want to do the deal. See, you can't trick God. God don't go for this stuff. Oh, but men and women, the children, oh, man, they have, you know, all kinds of stuff. Look at all of the religious organizations they got out here. They're putting together all these Bibles, but the Bibles ain't explaining the keys. Bible 2.0. It breaks the keys down so that you can see who you are, what you are, why you're here, what you're supposed to be doing, all of this. Do an experiment. Walk up to anybody and ask them what's the truth. Oh, they get brain fog. What do you mean? What do you think? Truth about what? What a truth is. They have no idea what the truth is. That's why they're getting caught up. That's why they're getting confused. You run into the Hebrew Israel. Oh, the Israel. No. You is real. They're taking the whole thing out of context. Well, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. Half the planet is real. Almost everybody on the planet is real. They're real people. They're not ghosts or fakes. They're real people. Half the planet are real people. That's what's going on. He is real. That's what the touching of the thigh. Okay? Checking to see if he's a real man. Eunuchs had a lot of power back then. Eunuchs were some powerful people. And they wanted to deal with real men. So he is real. That's what the circumcision is all about. All that is about real men being real. No eunuchs and none of that stuff. Men being real. All right? That's what it's for. Look. Oh, we got 90 seconds. Okay. Well, I have walked the path to being honest and good. And following the path of be what you sow. I'll be walking the path. As I walk the path, I eagerly embrace all that I have done today to come back to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. Listen. Oh, we didn't do love today. I didn't have my board in front of me, so I didn't know where I was. So we strictly talked about being born again. Birthing process has begun, okay? The world must be born again if we're going to get out of this mess that we're in. I'm your brother, Elohim. I'm here. We will be here. I try to be here every day. Might not possible. Won't be here as much as possible. But today we're talking about being born again. Tomorrow, the next time we're on the air, we're going to be talking about how black holes was made. Who the uncaused cause is. Okay? We're going to be talking about the fabric of space. There was no Big Bang. Hello? We're going to be talking about that the next time we talk. But we're also going to be mentioning about the truth, about being born again. Because those two things are very important. We're going to talk about that every time. And we're going to talk about love next time. It's your brother Elohim signing off. Much love, guys.